And welcome to Be Frank, the podcast where we dive deep into the mental health struggles of African men that are rarely spoken about. I'm your host, Frank Beecham, and I'm excited to start this journey with you. Hello. And welcome to another episode of To Be Frank. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to personally say a big thank you to everyone who's listening to me from Ghana, Nigeria, Uganda, Kenya, Dubai, UK, every part of the world, the US, every part of the world, every part of wherever you are. I want to say a big thank you for those listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Buzzsprout. I want to say a big thank you for those who are sharing with your boyfriends, with their brothers, with your friends. I want to say a big, big thank you. It's not about the downloads or the listens. It's more about the impact this is making and the stories I'm hearing, the testimonies, the feedback I'm getting is what I live for this. And so thank you so much for impacting the men in your life. And I say keep on impacting them, whether To Be Frank continues or not. I want to say keep on impacting the men in your life. So that being said, let's dive into today's episode. So before I start this episode off, I'm just going to give you a fictional story which paints a picture of what this relationship segment or relationship episode is all about. And I'll give you real life stories actually to, you know, really show you that these things are not just in movies, but are existing and all around us. So to jump in, I want you to just close your eyes and go on this journey with me. And imagine Yao. Yao is a young man who prides himself on being the rock of his relationships, whether it's romantic, whether it's platonic, whether it's family. You know, he prides himself on being that rock. Now, like many, he believed that showing vulnerability was a sign of weakness. Like many African men, that's what he believed. But when the pressures of life mounted, his silence now became, should I say, his fortress? Yes, his silence became his fortress, and he started isolating himself from his partner, Issy. Now, this is our first revelation in this story, in case you didn't pick up, and I will tell the story as I give these revelations. First revelation is unrealistic expectations. When partners expect us to always be strong without room for weakness, it can suffocate our ability to express vulnerability, trapping our emotions that desperately need release. I can personally say this, and I don't think I've really said much about my health in this, but I'm gonna put it out there and say, I can personally say that sometimes I always tell people, yeah, I can do this because I'm Frank Beecham. But that's because of the unrealistic expectations I grew up with. And I remember once a friend told me that you are not Superman. Like, you cannot do everything. You need to take a break. So I am trying to practice that and realize that people's unrealistic expectations do not follow me. But I say this just to say that I know firsthand that how it can suffocate our ability to express vulnerability. Now, our second revelation is lack of emotional support. The lack of emotional support becomes a second blade or a second knife or a second dagger, as you want to call it. In Yao's story, your story took a turn when Amma, who was, keep in mind, she was unaware of his inner struggles, because like I said, his silence became, you know, his shield, his fortress. And being unaware of his inner turmoil, his struggles, she mistook his silence for indifference. So many relationships have been broken because the girlfriends think that their guys do not care because they're just silent. They're not texting as much. They're not calling as much. They're not coming around as much. And sometimes it even goes to the point of even thinking that he's probably cheated on you, or, you know, doing something or not prioritizing you anymore, or just even being complacent in the relationship. And so this silence gets mistaken for indifference, thus growing the distance between the both of you, or in this case, Yao and Ama or AC. And this deepens the chasm between them, and this showcases that a lack of emotional support and understanding can destroy the foundation of trust and intimacy. I want to note, for those who did not catch on, that this was not the fault of just Yao. This is not the fault of just AC. This is the fault of both and the fault of none, because he did not speak up to say what was going on with him. But if you also notice, she did not ask what was going on with him. And before women jump on and say, but I always text him and ask him, how are you? How is your day? How are you doing? I want you to understand this. The automatic response society has built us to think or believe to that question is say, I'm good. I'm great. I'm fine. But, and I'm going to bring D into this again, where this D or Miss D, in the previous episode I mentioned her, is she asked, how are you really doing? And this is a question that I would say, take a time. Like, I'm giving all the females listening to this, all the brothers, sisters listening to this, take a time and go ask your significant others or any man in your life, actually, and ask him, how are you really doing? Like, don't just tell me you're fine. How are you really doing? So to move past that, and men, when they ask you this question, speak up. It's difficult to speak up, but speak up. The last or the third revelation is constant criticism. Constant criticism instead of constructive communication can chip away someone's self-esteem, whether it's male, female, boy, child, whatever it is. It can destroy the self-esteem. Imagine being in a relationship where all your efforts are constantly belittled, where you go above and beyond, but to your partner, it's literally nothing. And I understand that we are all different people. I understand that we all appreciate things differently, but sometimes it'll pay to look beyond what the person has done or what the person has given us, and look at the effort they actually put in to get this for you or to do this for you. And you can realize, or that's where you realize that maybe to you, this gift or this gesture did not mean much, but the effort that they put in was 110 of theirs. And that's what I feel we should appreciate. But yeah, anyways, this was the case for Kwesi's friend. And Kwesi is a guy who, you know, a single guy who's hanging around chilling, and had a friend called Ibo who always found himself in a relationship where his partner was constantly criticizing him for everything and everything rather than giving him constructive communication. And he found himself dwindling into his, you know, his former self, showcasing how detrimental constant criticism can be. Before I proceed, I really want to talk about relationships and say that so many girls who are dating guys say this. They always say, I want you to talk to me. They always tell their significant others, I want you to talk to me. And I was talking to one of my boys, George, and George did mention to me that it's kind of funny how a girl will tell you that, you know, you can talk to me, right? You know, I'm always here for you, right? But when you actually, and when you actually talk to a female about your problems, she either does not listen to you, one, two, she either throws it back in your face one day during an argument. And before you say it's not done, I have seen this happen where I told someone personally about how I felt about the death of a relative in my family and how I never got to say goodbye. And she turned around to throw that back in my face in an argument that, yeah, this is why you never get to say goodbye to people. In that instance, I just decided not to open up to anybody again. So I know that it's not fair to say all women are the same or all men are the same. I know it's not fair to say that. But also keep in mind that one or two or three encounters can really shape a person. So before you ask someone to open up to you or talk to you, ask yourself this question: do you have the emotional capacity to really listen to this person? Can you listen without fixing? Can you, I might be jumping the gun to the solutions at this point, but just ask yourself, are you ready to handle what they're trying to tell you? Are you ready to nurse the emotional aspect of this conversation? If you're not, then don't ask someone to open up to you until you are ready. So that's the fictional story and a little bit of my personal story. Now, a story I read online whilst preparing for this episode actually took me back, where I read online how a certain person, or I don't know who this is, by lady, I think, was saying, or she said, that I blame myself for my partner's suicide, where she said her partner took his own life 4 days after she told him she wanted a separation during a counseling session. And this was done in front of a counselor. And I know I constantly keep saying seek help, but understand something. You being the first point of contact for this person can impact that person way more than a counselor can. It's not fair that she blames herself for her partner's suicide. Whatever led to the separation, in the article, I realized that they were married for quite a while, I think, like 40 years or so. I'm not too sure. Or they were both in their 40s. And this article is like 16 years ago. But for years, it didn't seem like they were happy with each other. And love had nothing to do with their relationship. It was stormy and whatnot. What I want to say is, yes, women can affect the mental health of men. But the reason why I say this story is not to say that if you leave your man, he's going to commit suicide and that's your fault. No. What I'm actually saying is, if your man does something, or your brother or your boyfriend does something to hurt you, acknowledge your anger at him. But there are so many ways to acknowledge anger. You can choose to give constructive communication, or you can choose to tear each other down. There are so many ways to communicate anger. Secondly, if you or anyone you know has lost someone or has lost a significant other because you told them that it's over and they committed suicide or even attempted to commit suicide, I'm saying this to you today. You, queen, do not hold yourself responsible. You are not responsible for that. I want you to understand that a lot of people who suffer from betrayal and abandonment issues begin feeling this from early childhood. And so if you wish to contain the spiraling figures of suicide in our country, Ghana, we have to know that it starts from the home. It starts from the family. And so if you're a wife, a mother, yes, channel that energy towards your children and try not to let them feel abandoned. But also understand this, you are not you're not responsible for the death of somebody else or someone deciding to take their life. Understand that this has been years in the making, has been cooking for years and years and years. And maybe, yes, you are not equipped to really identify these signs and help them, but also do not put your mental health at risk by being in a relationship where you are constantly threatened that if you leave, they'll die or they'll kill themselves. No. There's this meme that I keep seeing around, or I used to see around, that says, he promised you the whole world. What did you expect the rest of us to live? It's funny, but I say this, that if he is telling you that he's going to end himself because you are threatening to leave him, and you stay, God forbid, but you might be the one who would end it yourself. Because keep in mind, suicide thoughts are not just limited to just men. It goes both ways. So you cannot help him if you do not help yourself. So if you're not in a good place in a relationship or you're not in the right place, it's okay to take a breather. It's okay to constructively talk to each other. Be furious and then forgive and let go of your guilt. You are not to blame. And also, ladies, seek help. Reason why I'm doing this, I'm saying this, is because I've also had women reach out to me to say, wow, I love what you're doing for the men. I wonder who's going to do this for women. Please step up, women. Talk to your other females. They're also struggling, and, you know, help them out. But just know that you are not to be blamed if your significant other commits suicide or even attempts to commit suicide. Now, to the men, threatening to commit suicide in order to keep your significant other in a relationship is known as manipulation. Whether you recognize it or not, I want you to be aware that it is manipulation. And so many men do not realize this because they are stuck in the traditional ideology. I think I read this in an article where it says the men are stuck in the traditional ideology of what relationships should look like. So when in this current age of, you know, gender equality and all of that, independence, men have a certain form of entitlement. And so, especially men with abandonment issues, they feel like they're entitled to, you know, have you stay in a relationship. And so when that does not work out, they find every way and means to pretty much lock you in the relationship. And that's not healthy for anybody. So, men, we need to work more on being self-aware. But women also understand this. Inasmuch as you're looking for a man to be a provider, your husband, your father, all of those things, and also be there for you emotionally, understand that he also has emotional needs. So before you get into a relationship, always know that, am I ready to love this man in spite of? Again, when I say in spite of, I'm not saying that stay in a relationship that's abusive. No, I'm saying that stay in a relationship where you recognize each other's flaws, but you are ready to grow each other with unconditional love. Now, to just tell you what the ripple effect is, understand this. All of these actions don't just stay contained. They send ripples through the mental and well-being of our men and even the women. And it leads to depression, anxiety, loss of self-esteem, which emerges a dark trio and leads to the terrible, terrible, terrible outcome of suicide or death, or even sometimes suicide, homicide, you know, whatever the case may be. But I want you to understand that there is also hope. In the midst of this, there is light. I want us to talk about understanding and compassion. When AC, so going back to our fictional story, when AC took the time to truly understand Yao and saw beyond the facade, it was able to bridge, they were able to bridge the gap that the silence had built. And this act of understanding can be a powerful catalyst for healing. I always preach this: communication. Open communication plays a crucial role, and I want you to imagine a relationship where fears and hopes are shared with the same breath. The same breath that you're saying, I promise you the world, is the same breath you used to tell her that, babe, I feel like the world is against me. I feel like I'm losing in this world. It's the same way you tell them that, babe, I feel like you may not realize this, but you're love bombing me, or you're manipulating me with fear, you know? And where vulnerability is met with support, that is the foundation upon which trust is rebuilt and mental health is nurtured. And I want you to say that, I want you to realize actually that there's mutual growth. To be frank, through all their challenges, Yao and AC learn to grow together to support each other's dreams and aspirations, reinforcing the idea that together we can overcome the hurdles life throws our way. So let's unveil the paths that have been less traveled and have been less traveled and sought after. I want to begin by talking about creating shared experiences. Creating shared experiences can be a powerful tool, whether it's a hobby or a project, working on something together strengthens the bond and improves communication, which is essential for a mental healthy state. Secondly, I want to say, encourage each other to seek professional help without the stigma or judgment. I want you to understand that doing this without the stigma or judgment is crucial. It's about letting your partner know it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to not have an answer, and that seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Women, sometimes your husbands or your boyfriends don't even know they need the help. They don't know that they're damaging your mental health in a certain way. There's nothing wrong with seeking couples therapy. Go for it. And lastly, practice self-care together. If it's something Miss J, so another story is Miss J implemented a weekly relationship check-in with her man. And, you know, this has allowed them to grow an understanding to take care of each other, but also taking care of themselves too. Whether it's through, they do it through meditation, they ask each other questions, you know, nurture your own mental health. And by doing so, you set the stage for a healthier and happier relationship. In our stories today, I just want to say that Yao's silent struggle, going on to Ebo's journey towards self-reclamation, we have seen the profound impact our romantic relationships can have on our mental health. But more importantly, we have seen the power of compassion, understanding, and mutual support in navigating these waters. To be frank, I want you, our listeners, to remember that love should be the light that guides us through the darkness, not the shadow that obscures our path. Let's open our hearts, listen, and support each other towards mental wellness. Thank you for joining me on To Be Frank. And until next time, let's keep the conversation going, for it's in sharing our stories that we find our strength. Thank you.